universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. With the Christmas holiday over, I started putting some of the Christmas gifts away, and I again picked up this one. It's just so cool. You know, every year I usually get some clothing. Last year I got a couple shirts from my daughter Meg. The year before that I got some socks, some real nice warm socks from my other daughter Tori, keep my feet warm. This year I got a nice warm jacket. Here you can hear it zip up. And it is the Green Bay Packers, because I love football and I love my Packers. And it's so warm, it's cozy. It has the emblem of the Packers and then a big G on the back. And I wear it proudly, even as people call me Cheesehead. Clothing is such a neat gift, because you get to use it throughout the year. I think that's one reason why people give the gift of clothing, as well as like to receive it. As I was putting those Christmas gifts, that Christmas gift, hanging it in the closet, as well as others, I was thinking, is there mentioned much about clothing in the Bible? It does a little bit, but not a lot. If it does, it's very significant, like with Elijah the prophet or John the baptizer. They had unique clothing. John the baptizer, camel's hair. He wore clothing of camel's hair and a leather belt. Well, Jesus actually was, when he became human, he wore swaddling clothes. And I thought, is there anywhere else that it talks about clothing? And I flipped around and did a bit of more searching, and I found one that talks about you and me, actually, as God's people. It says in Colossians 3, verses 12 through 15, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, put on, or in some translations actually say, clothe yourself, and that's the Greek word, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, gentleness, humility, patience. If you have any grievance to one another, forgive each other, even as Christ has forgiven you. And over all of these, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. Clothe yourselves, and it lists these various things. Does that mean we as Christians are better people keeping all of these things and doing them? Well, I wish it were. In fact, I know some Christians who are strong Christians, but who are the most crusty people. And I know others who are not Christian, who are extremely compassionate, kind and humble and patient. Well, then, why did Paul do this? Say these things? Well, first off, he didn't say it in order for evaluation or that we be judged by them. No, no. And I had to stop and think and work on this. I finally came to this idea. You know, when we're left to it, well, when I'm left to it, I like wearing blue jeans and flannel shirts, especially in winter. In fact, that's what I got on right now. A pair of old blue jeans and a somewhat faded flannel shirt. I love to relax in these things. By the way, I heard just on the news the other day that people over 40, they tend to like to wear blue jeans in their relaxed mode when they're relaxing. But people under 30, they wear those, they say, either sweatpants or yoga pants, those stretchy type of pants. They find them very comfortable. And that very few people in their teens and 20s now wear blue jeans. I thought, oh my gosh, I love wearing blue jeans. Given the chance, I wear them all the time. I think that's why Paul gave us this directive, which really was Jesus. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, gentleness, humility, patience, forgiving, loving. Because if it's left up to what we want to do most comfortably, what's the opposite of those things? In fact, in the previous verse, Paul even said, put off or take off those clothes of rage and anger, of malice and slander and filthy language. Because that's really what we want to do if left to our own instincts, those types of things. But Paul says instead, put on, clothe yourselves with, and again, it's compassion, kindness, gentleness, humility, patience, forgiving one another, and over all these things, love. And if we think we're the only ones who are asked to do this, did you ever stop and think? That's what Jesus did when he came to be born, the Son of God in heaven. He clothed himself with humanity, true God, true man. But he didn't stop there. When he went to the cross and died, he clothed himself with our sin. That's why he died, because he was perfect and didn't need to die. He was perfect, should have gone to heaven. But instead, he put on our filthy rags of sin. And that's why we now are given beautiful robes of righteousness, as it's mentioned in the book of Revelation and several other places, that we have washed our robes clean. We no longer are filled with sin in God's view. Oh, yeah, we do sin, and we do get those things mucked up, but yet at the same time, they're now the things Jesus puts on and helps us put on. Because that word, clothe yourselves, if you think about a baby, baby doesn't change his diapers, change his pants. Someone does it for him. And that's what God did for you and me. And he still occasionally has to. And then we participate with his help as we grow in faith. One last thought. It is nearing the new year, and I know many people love to, and maybe when you hear this, the new year has started, and you have New Year's resolutions, and I'm going to lose weight, I'm not going to eat much, I'm going to be nicer, I'm not going to say bad, whatever those are. I'd like to challenge you to a very simple resolution. That is, every time you put on clothes in the morning, pray. And every time you take off your clothes at night and crawl into bed, pray. Pray to Jesus, thanking him for his blessings to you, asking that he forgive you and help you. Kind of the twofold I always think of as forgive me where I didn't do well, help me now to do good, and to keep me safe. Very simple prayer. Very simple prayer. And if you want, you can pray Colossians 3:12-15 as well. Lord, please clothe me with compassion, kindness, gentleness, humility, patience. Help me to forgive over all these put on love. The way I remember these, it's C-K-G-H-P-F-T. So it's C-K-G-H compassion, kindness, gentleness, humility, and then PFL, patience, forgive, love. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we can pray to you. And do clothe us with beautiful clothes so that others may see not us, but you shining through us. Thank you for the gifts of clothing that we got from people. May they keep us warm, and may they remind us of how you have warmed us by giving us the gift of life. May this new year be a good year that we can share your love with others. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. You maybe heard my clock in the background. I have a clock that has different birds in the hour. I'd love to hear from you if you have one of those clocks, if you enjoy that or not, or any thoughts about clothing. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.